BMW is using Google Glass for quality inspection. Consumer Reports warns about buying Chinese SUV tires, and a look at a world's first feature on the new Mercedes Sprinter. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 18th, 2014. Car sales will continue to grow next year in the U.S., according to the National Automobile Dealers Association. The organization forecasts that sales will hit 16.94 million units in 2015. This year's sales are expected to come in around 16.4 million vehicles. The NADA expects sales to rise because of low interest rates, lower gasoline prices, and an increase in jobs and wages. In an attempt to improve its quality inspections on the assembly line, BMW is conducting a pilot program at its Spartanburg plant in South Carolina using Google Glass. The quality testers are able to document potential issues with pictures or video using Google Glass, instead of writing down problems, which could oftentimes be vague. The device also allows the staff to stay at the car while doing the tests, instead of going back and forth between the vehicle and computer terminals. The tests are currently being done with pre-production vehicles, but the company says it's looking into using Google Glass during final assembly as well. Back in February, we reported that Volvo was showing off connected car technology that allowed people to have food or other products delivered directly to their car by using a digital key. Now Bloomberg reports that the automaker is teaming with DHL so that customers can have packages delivered to their vehicle. The delivery service would only get access after the owner accepts delivery via a text message. Premium brands are always looking for ways to offer unique experiences that competitors don't, and this is one way for Volvo to do just that. Still to come, F1 chief Bernie Ecclestone doesn't care about wooing young people into the sport, and Consumer Reports has a warning about Chinese tires.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Formula One TV viewership has been going down, and after reading an interview that 84-year-old F1 boss Bernie Ecclestone did with the network Campaign Asia Pacific, it seems like they're going to keep going down. He doesn't want to try and reach out to the younger generation by expanding into social media because he doesn't see any value in it, saying he's just too old-fashioned. Ecclestone also says kids don't know what they want and aren't able to relate with its sponsors because they can't afford a Rolex or don't have any money to put in a UBS bank. Bernie? I'm sure most fans, got into the sport when I was young, and the hope should be keeping them around long enough until they can afford a Rolex or have a bunch of money to put in the bank. I think Ecclestone was right about one thing. He is just too old-fashioned. Consumer Reports is warning to watch out for counterfeit Chinese SUV tires. After buying some Pegasus Avanta tires for testing purposes, it discovered after the fact that they were not manufactured or distributed by authorized parties and would not be backed at all. The tires underperformed the real Pegasus tires in CR's tests and won't be recalled unless a safety issue is identified. This isn't going to help the perception that Chinese-made things are junk. But I say you should never skimp on the rubber that goes between you and the road, because this is one area where quality makes a huge difference. If you're not sure how to identify a quality tire, we'll put a link to a video I did on how to read your tire sidewalls. Coming up next, a look at a world's first feature on the new Mercedes Sprinter van.
There's so much to love about Bridgestone's Dueler tires. The amazing traction, the quiet, comfortable ride, and they're really tough. It's like loving three tires in one.
Last week, we showed you the off-road capability of the 2015 Mercedes Sprinter van. But that's not the only new feature. The van is now standard with what the company calls crosswind assist. Here's the highlights of how it works.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have a look at our crosswind assist. And this is a 2015 van. The van that I'm going to be chasing is a 2014 van. Now, with the 2014 van, the ESP system can detect yaw, so a rotation this way, which is understeer and oversteer. And when we get into an understeer or an oversteer situation, we can apply brakes to one of the wheels, either a front or a rear wheel, depending on the skid that we're in. So now move into this van where we're a 2015 van, where we have the standard crosswind assist. And what we've done is we've recalibrated the yaw sensor so that the yaw sensor can measure lateral movement this way or this way. So when the vehicle is moving this way, what will happen is we'll apply brakes to two of the wheels on the side where it's coming from. So if it's coming this direction, we apply brakes to these two wheels. If it's going that direction, we apply brakes to these two wheels. And what that does is it keeps us in our lane. Now, here's our challenge. Crosswind assist is something that happens above 50 miles an hour. So I need to get the speed up to just above 50 miles an hour. And we're going to be driving through the fans over there, and those fans are going to be pushing out wind somewhere between 90 and 100 miles an hour. Probably not a scenario you're going to run into very often, but it's really a graphic way to demonstrate how this system works. The red van in front of me will not have crosswind assist, so you're going to see as we go through that red van is going to come through, the wind is going to hit it, and it's going to move something like this, where the back of the van gets pushed out. When we come through, all you're going to feel is a very little bit of motion this way, and that's really the system keeping us in line. You guys ready to go? So we're going to come around this corner here at 40 miles an hour, and I think you'll be quite impressed with how well the Sprinter holds the road. So we're coming up to the crosswind here, and those boats are moving air at 100 miles an hour. And you could see the red van, as we came through, was moving over laterally, and we managed to just continue in a straight line. So where does crosswind assist come from? Why do we have it within our vehicles? The question I get often is, so does that mean that your 2014 and earlier Sprinters are dangerous? And really, they're not. We saw that the red van obviously didn't tip over. Yeah, it moved over a little bit, but how often do we see a 90 mile an hour crosswind? So in this scenario here, we were able to go straight through it. So that's really the safety feature of it. It's just another functionality that we've put in our adaptive ESP.
Hey, don't forget to check out our coverage of the LA Auto Show starting on Wednesday. John will be talking to executives from Audi, BMW, and Ford, plus many more, about the vehicles they'll have at the show. And on Thursday, we'll be bringing you a special after hours from Honda Performance Development, which is the automaker's technical operations center for its motorsport program. So if you have any questions about Honda racing, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.